music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yeah. Sports. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day.
Low AM production.
Once again, sports and music with Mo Agar and Yannick. You know, my special co-host, Tris Dave, is not available today. But, you know, she'll be back next week, man. We in here. Try not to make too much movement in the camera. But, yeah, this is sports and music. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. You know, we had a really good weekend. Shout out to Nahi. Had a good little birthday celebration.
Yeah, we got turned. We got turned. That was a good situation.
Yeah, man. So it's good to have you guys again. You know, we on Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way TV, doing the big, making the best out of every situation we get. So this is sports and music. Let me explain what sports and music is. And then after that, I'm going to explain to you guys who I am, Maurice Agar. But, yo, sports and music, you know, we're going to be talking about sports, music, entertainment, entrepreneurship, keeping it real, staying down to earth. But for the most part, you know, this is not your typical Anchorage type show. You know, we talk about things that really happens, like, you know, sports and music, games. Brandon Jennings, they got to a little scuffle this weekend. You know, Brandon Jennings is a point guard he's playing for the Detroit Pistons. But, you know, apparently he got by the game. And Game is a rapper, so I guess that's sports and music. But it's in a different type of light. You know, it's not the most positive thing in the world. But anyway, that's Sports and Music. And every week we're going to have someone special on. You know, this week, you know, we're just going to be chopping it up, me and my man Yannick, talking about issues, things that's going around in the industry, how to make it in the industry. We all trying to make it. We all out here striving. But I'm Ari Thaker, Detroit, Michigan, Michigan State, played 5 years professional, played in the NBA, been doing music all my life. Now I'm doing it full-time. I'm entrepreneur, entertainer, just working hard, man. I need to introduce my boy, though, Yannick Beats. Holla at him, doggy.
What up? My name is Yannick Beats. I'm a producer, entrepreneur. I'm from anywhere you're from, USA, by the way of New Mexico. Moved to Phoenix, did a couple things for Amari Stoudemire, did some music for them, and then I left and I came to LA, and this is where I currently reside. I got a shoe coming out. Holla at your boy. Yeah, we doing it. Got a script.
Shoes.
We do scripts. We got a show. I mean, what else? I don't know what else to tell y'all, man. I don't even like talking to y'all. I just rather show you the product. I'd rather show y'all the product before I start talking. You know
sound
what
like Jesus. I don't even like talking to y'all.
I don't even like talking
don't
to y'all.
Don't speak to yourself.
Man. I don't even talking to y'all. Just watch.
It's all good. Hey, you just got to watch.
Right,
cause, you
right.
know, that's the main thing, you know, because there's a lot of individuals in the world that, you know, they'll talk your head off about what they have going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still like to talk about some of the things, you know, so when people go back and document it, they be like, oh, yeah, we talked about that a while ago on this show.
Right.
But, you know, we actually putting these things together, man. Lord willing, man, everything's going to come to, you know. But for the most part, man, we have a few things going on in the world. Yo, shout out to Shaq.
Shout out to Shaq
Diesel, you know.
Yeah, man.
Minority owner of the Sacramento Kings.
Wow. I know he had paper. Like, I knew he had Shaq paper.
Shaq got dough.
But it's like, the King, what does he see in the Kings? Maybe he knows a little something more than just, are they going to move? Are they moving still? Because I heard they were going to go to Virginia, and then they said they weren't going to go to Virginia.
I'm not sure, but I mean, ultimately, you know, once you're a former NBA basketball player, anytime you can have an opportunity to actually buy into any team,
right.
It's a big deal. You know,
right.
Sacramento Kings haven't been good since Chris Webber, Peja,
Ooh.
Doug Christie,
way back.
Bobby Jackson, Jason Williams,
yeah. White Chocolate.
Hey, remember White Chocolate said he said the NBA was modern-day slavery.
Yeah, I guess. If you're paying people millions of dollars, I want to be a slave to the NBA. If they're going to pay me millions of dollars, I'll be a slave to the NBA. Yeah.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to Shaq. You know, that's major.
That's pretty big, though, man.
You know why it's so major? Because, you know, for years when he was with the Lakers, Sacramento Kings were the rival.
Right, right.
You know, remember
but
those?
He can't afford the Lakers, though.
Nobody can afford the Lakers.
Yeah, you see, Magic Johnson, the only reason why Magic Johnson got a piece of him is because that's part of his contract.
I never knew that.
You never knew that?
I never knew that.
Yeah, so when he did that deal, he did the lifetime deal. They were paying him $25 million a year, lifetime deal. This was in the late 80s.
Wow.
They gave him a $25 million deal a year till whenever he retired. In addition, they gave him like a little percentage of the Lakers.
Did he ever retire?
Yeah, he retired. Or did he? I never really.
Did he ever officially retire? I mean,
I never heard him like announce it.
Because I remember when he left, he was a point guard. But when he came back, he was a power forward.
Right.
Remember? All right, man.
Right.
We need to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Sports and Music with Mo Ager. And I'm so generous. I'm going to give my man's Mark a little bit of time to get the commercial ready. Let's get it, man.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I
said it was illegal to watch.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, what's up, man? Welcome back, Sports and Music. Yo, shout out to Glacier Water. Shout out to Easy Way TV.
Easy
Y'all
way.
See it in the background. Let me get out the way. We're right back.
Yeah.
But check us out, man. We over talking about the
UFC, man.
UFC.
Yeah.
My boy Yannick said it was illegal to watch at one point.
Yo, like, for real. No. When I was young, man, like, you had to, like, you had to have parent. Yeah, it was like rated R.
Yeah.
So they used to have, like, the tapes, the videotapes come out every year. There was a videotape, like UFC 1, UFC 2.
Yeah.
And at the time, this was, like, when I was young, it was probably UFC 16, when I remember. Man.
But there were no weight classes, no rules.
There was no weight class. They were just all going at it.
There were no rounds.
Yeah, and it was every size.
The fight would go until someone gave up or was down.
Right, and it was every size for every size.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look like corned beef. Show his face.
But John Jones, probably they say the best fight ever for UFC was John Jones versus, I don't know how to say the guy's last name, the other guy.
Alexander Gustafsson?
Alexander Gustafsson. That's the after the fight. John Jones is the black dude.
Right.
The white dude, of course, is the other. But, man.
Dang, did he get a...
They didn't even go to the post-fight press conference. They went straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow, they got it in on
each other. Yeah, they were beating each other up, dude. Like, it was bad. It was... I mean, John Jones, like, he threw them elbows. So, like, there was, like, he could, because the punches weren't working. Because Alexander, right?
Yeah.
Knuckles were probably broke.
Yo, Alexander could take every punch. Like, it was like whatever. But when he threw them elbows, he was still taking the elbows, but it was like he had to really put in work. But both of them, man, shout out to both of them. They're both like real G's, man.
It seemed like the white guy bounced back a little faster.
Yeah, which is weird.
He still lost.
Yeah, because Jones is the best.
Well, the thing is, John Jones is the best, and he's like he was about to break a record for the longest title defenses, like the most title defenses in light heavyweight.
Right.
So unless the other guy won convincingly, they would have given it to John Jones.
Right.
Decision would have gone to John Jones.
Yeah, of course. That's just like with boxing. Oh, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, that too.
Canelo versus Floyd Mayweather. Look, let me tell you.
Oh,
let me holler. Let me. Where's the camera?
Right,
where's
here,
the camera?
We got a call.
We got a camera. Uh-oh.
Call him in.
Hold
on 1 second.
Hold on, caller. Give him one second. I'm trying to get these headphones.
Hold on 1 second.
Sports and music.
Do we have somebody calling in? Special.
We got a caller. Let's go.
Because we're about to talk about boxing.
I think this might be a boxer.
Is this a boxer?
Where I plug this in at?
This is the boxer.
Okay.
Is this a
boxer?
Keep
it so real on sports music. Yo, caller, holla at us.
Oh.
Still there?
Hello?
Yo, yo.
Nate, they got the call again.
Say what? Lost.
I think we lost him. But
All good. So back with Canelo Mayweather. Shout out to Mayweather for showing everybody that he is a champion.
No. He's from the Mitten. What up, though?
Oh, yeah.
Michigan in the building.
Flint, Michigan.
He's from Grand Rapids.
He's from Grand Rapids?
Close enough.
There you go.
Hey, money team.
Yo, he had to show everybody why he is the greatest tactical and smartest fighter of all time.
Of history.
He's so fast. I watched the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Canelo threw one punch. And shout out to Canelo. He's going to be a great fighter. Dude is 46-1. He's 23. Jeez. 46-1, he's 23. Okay? The dude has a power. But it don't matter if you have power if you don't have speed. If you can't catch the dude to knock him out, then how are you going to win?
That's difficult.
Yo, Canelo threw one punch. They did it in slow motion. Canelo threw one punch, right? The time that he threw one punch, Floyd Mayweather had already thrown three at the same time. And connected.
And connected.
Floyd Mayweather connected with 50% of his punches.
Connect four.
Yeah. Canelo connected with 22%. That's a problem. You know why it's a problem? Because when you're Floyd Mayweather, you're the fastest. You're the greatest. It's the money team. He's real. I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I don't see any fighter right now who can kind of touch him, because you got to be.
Well, they also say he picks and chooses his opponents.
He should.
As he should.
He should. He's the champion.
Why should he?
He's the world champion.
I mean, who else do we need to
beat? Well, if you're the world champion, he should take on anyone.
Who hasn't he beat?
Manny Pacquiao. Wouldn't fight him.
He hasn't fought Manny.
No, you won't fight him.
Why not?
Because Pacquiao wants to do 50%, 50%. Are you serious? We're going to split the purse? I'm undefeated. You're not. I'm a world champion. You're not. I'm not going to give you 50%. That was not going to work. And Mayweather was smart for that.
Call in, call. Call in, guys. I just tweeted the call-in number. That's 323-965-1600. 1600 nothing.
If you think what I'm saying is wrong, holler at me.
Holler at us.
Debate this.
Let's debate this. Hey. And it's cool because, you know, Pacquiao, he got a few endorsements. Maybe the Henny.
Yeah, he got Nike.
But Money Mayweather ain't got none.
He got none. Dude, people don't realize he's the richest athlete.
He's a great promoter, too.
Who?
Mayweather.
Mayweather with Griffin Mortars? Oh, what did you say?
I thought you were talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You are, yeah. I'm saying he's a great promoter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fighter.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, he's the richest athlete without an endorsement deal. Because every other athlete who's rich has an endorsement deal. That's the reason why they're so rich. Yeah. Tiger Woods, Nike. LeBron James, Nike. Ronaldo, that's Nike.
Nike, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're giving out the biggest deals. But Mayweather doesn't have not one single deal. Not one. He don't want one.
He don't want one.
He making what? He like 250, 300 mil? That's crazy.
It's all good. So we want to talk about, since we talking about people that's wild, you know, this, that, and the other, I have one question. Who you think will win in a UFC fight between, let's say, DMX or Dr. Phil?
Oh, man.
Dr. Phil tough.
Oh, man.
Who will win in the fight?
Man, I'm not even going to answer that question, bro.
Let's watch the teaser. DMX.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. You decided running naked in the hotel was a good idea.
He's the man behind the crime headline.
Are you $1 million behind in child support?
Daddy belongs to the world.
Daddy may belong to the world, but his responsibility are to his children.
Rapper DMX.
Unless you know what you're talking about, you shouldn't say it.
Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Call me Dr. Phil.
Wait to watch that.
Man,
Who you think will win that battle? They already filmed the episode, but at the end of the day, call in, guys. Y'all want to talk about DMX and Dr. Phil? Who's going to win that battle? But DMX owes $1 million in child support.
Yeah, he could pay that off.
Huh?
He could pay that off real quick.
With what?
Tour. Only problem is he can't leave the country.
I didn't know he can lead his – well, he can lead his state? Well,
he
caught streaking in Detroit.
He can – you know what? Before I say anything, shout out to Dame Grease, my mentor.
Shout out Grease.
Shout out to Rough Riders, Lake Crew. But, you know, I think D has issues. DMX has – he definitely – everybody knows he has issues. Every show that he's ever on, they talk about his issues.
Do you think Dr. Phil can help him? You know, because he's Dr. Phil.
Hell no.
It's a rap.
Dr. Phil ain't helped. Name somebody Dr. Phil that helped. For real.
Know.
I mean, even the rehab. Remember the rehab show with the other dude, the other doctor?
Yeah.
They said that's the worst thing that ever happened to those celebrities because they're putting it on Front Street and they're showing their rehab. It's like, it's.
And it's real.
How do you feel about it?
I think, first of all, his life is one thing. Has it affected his music, per se? Like, you know, he's DMX. Has it really affected his music, you know, just by him being just a loose cannon over these years? You know, because some guys, you know, they wild out, but they still put out music to where it's like, okay. What about him?
Yeah, it's affected him. Yeah, I mean, first three albums were, to me, the first album was classic.
Yeah.
Flesh of My Flesh.
Blood of My Blood.
That was classic.
My nigga get the third
one,
like what?
Yeah, the third one was, what was it called? Then There Was X?
Then There Was
X. That was cool. It was a drop-off. It was like the drop-off of
the Grand
DMX.
Champ. The Grand
but
Champ was like...
The Grand Champ. After Grand Champ, the fourth, it was over.
Garbage.
There was nothing else I wanted to hear from DMX. No disrespect, but it was just really nothing. You could just tell it was something was wrong.
It was over.
But it was like, it has affected him. You know what I'm saying? It's sad because I want to be the producer to bring him back. Because he's one hit away from being back in the subject. You know what?
Because he's gotten more chances than Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We always talk about like a white and black issue, but I feel like, you know, DMX has gotten more chances than a lot of our celebrities, you know, because Lindsay Lohan, she's obviously going through her issues, but I think X is, he's been in jail at least 10 times a year in the past 6 years.
But see,
that's what it seemed like.
You just said the actual problem.
What?
DMX went to jail. Lindsay doesn't go to jail. That's the problem. See, there's the issue. That's the issue.
She just goes to rehab.
She goes to rehab. He goes to rehab after 4 or 5 visits of going to jail. Like, I feel like what's weird is that the drug dealer, a drug dealer doesn't really, most of the drug dealers don't really do the drugs, right?
No.
But they do the most time. But the person who does the drugs, who affects the rest of the world, with their, they get off.
Shenanigans.
They go to rehab. They do, you know what I'm saying? It's a weird situation. Lindsay Lohan, she done does so much stuff. Like, everybody wishes that she goes to jail. She don't go to jail. Why? I don't want to say, but everybody knows what it is. I know what it is.
Oh.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Disney money.
Disney money, man. Was she with Disney, or am I just tripping?
She did movies with Disney. Sure. Anybody who's a young star and becomes a celebritant was with Disney. Miley, Selena Gomez.
Selena's still somewhat clean, though. I mean, as far as we know.
Justin's still with her, too. Justin Bieber's still with her, so something must be popping. She keeps her image really clean.
She does a good job.
See, I don't know what she does.
I hope she keep it up, too, man, because, I mean, you know, I get tired of these celebrities, man, you know, that they get old enough to just wild out, man, just because they want to wild out and they can.
I like
Bieber when he was just the good guy, you know, doing his thing. I don't like the Bieber running around with a little twist all the time thinking it's cool. I just don't like it.
You think to yourself, look at Raven Simone. Raven Simone was good.
Yeah.
She was super Disney. She made hella money.
Yeah.
And she was good. Everybody else, the Olsen twins, they weren't. I mean, they didn't
they
really.
They went through a phase.
They went through a phase, but it wasn't. They weren't like. Who are they with?
They were a Full House.
They were just childhood stars.
They still had their own shows and all.
They were childhood stars.
They were still childhood stars, still related with Disney. You know what I'm saying? They had those movies, the little kid movies, not just Full House. Remember, those just the twins.
Oh, those were Disney.
Twins take over Twin Cities. You're like, what? Twins take over New York. You're like, what?
I think it's a difference, though. I think they fell into different issues, maybe drugs or alcohol related problems that lead to more issues. I feel like, you know, some of these kids, their characters just completely change, and people get mad at me because I'm like, yo, I feel like, all right, here's the facts. I feel like if an artist continues to stay clean and take that route, I think they have a longer career. I think they get more endorsements. I think they make more money. Like, ultimately, that's what I think, you know. Or I could be wrong. But, hey, man, the proof is in the pudding at this point.
You know what? I think you're right on the majority of that. I think the problem is that the media requires some type of negativity for you in order for you to grow as big as you can be. Like, there has to be.
They make headlines.
Yeah, they have to sell. They have to make money.
Right.
They have to make money.
That's
so
absolutely correct. That kind of leads me to my next point. You know, we talk about, you know, Chris Brown and the Jay-Z. Recently, Chris Brown, you know, called out Jay-Z, basically saying, like, well, you know, if I did something, you know, Jay-Z did this, that. Basically, dry snitching, which is the number one rule in the black community. You just don't do, man. We know what Jay-Z did.
Come on,
we
man.
Saw what you. We never saw Jay-Z.
Right.
Sell drugs.
Yeah. I wasn't alive.
But we saw Rihanna afterwards when her face looked like pumpkin pie.
Up. Yeah. Look, man, Chris, homie, just stay out of the news. I beg you. Just stay out of the news. I know you want to voice your opinion, my guy, but please stay out. Nobody wants to hear what you got to say. Just, you were doing so good. He was coming out with great music, and then he just wants to talk some more. Please, just shut it, please, dude. I beg of you. Jay-Z, everybody knows what Jay-Z did. Everybody knows what Diddy has done.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what 50 Cent has done. Everybody knows what Tiger Woods did. Everybody knows what Bill Gates did.
What Bill Gates do?
Everybody knows what Bill Gates
stole.
Did.
Yes, what Schwarzenegger did.
That was trash.
Bill Gates stole technology.
He did?
Hell yeah!
Who he stole technology from?
Steve Jobs.
What?
You don't? Oh my God! If I go into the story about Bill Gates, is a thug. He's the first internet thug. Straight up. He was the first computer thug.
He stole from Steve Jobs.
Yes, man. He stole technology from Steve Jobs. For real, man. Bill Gates.
We gotta find
a lot of his technology from other people.
Hey, Mark, if you can find that online, I don't.
You don't believe that?
No. DOS
for nothing. He raped the computer era.
He bought what?
But he didn't steal it. I mean, he was just smart about it. He paid like nothing.
That's the thing, right?
That's the person that had it didn't know what it was worth.
Right. If it's smart, it's smart if you if you don't get caught. It's not stealing if you don't get caught, right?
Yeah, I think it's smart if we don't go to commercial break. So we got to get ready to go to a commercial break in a minute. I ain't know about what these guys are doing. Steve, sorry. Rest in peace. Bill, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. But
that's what it is.
I know you're somewhere chilling with your soft shoes on, comfortable, rich, with your khakis, your slacks, and your shades. Man, half the money he makes, he gives back anyway. So we got to go to a commercial break. This is Sports and Music with Mo Agar and Yannick Beats. Let's get it.
A fine watch does more than tell time. It makes a statement. Havana watches. Fine watches exclusively for you. Sophisticated Havana dress watches. Men's and women's styles. Your elegant timepiece. Sporty Havana casual watches. Trendy styles in hip colors. Your go-everywhere watch. Your Havana watch is backed by our top-to-bottom one-year warranty. Visit HavanaWatches.com. Havana watches. Fine watches exclusively for you.
I slid right back into that real smooth. I was talking about something else. But, yeah, we back again. Easy Way TV. You know, I would like to take a quick second just to talk about the Easy Way broadcast launch that we have on September 29th. And that's in a couple of days, actually. And it's going to be major, major, man. Over 150 guests confirmed. Celebrities from everywhere, you know, a bunch of celebrities. So, we want you guys to come down and join us. And we're going to be broadcasting the first episode of Easy Way Live Talk 10 p.m. that night, September 29th, and it's going to be a good time. You know, we're going to all be out here. We're going to be fly. What you going to be wearing? What you going to rock, fam?
I don't even know, man. I don't know.
What you wearing, Mark?
I
don't know what I'm wearing either. But, you know, we're just going to be in the building fly. We're going to have dinner. Dinner at like 6. You know, it's like dinner kind of expensive, though. It's like $25 a plate. But, you know, that plate better be nice and big. I'm talking about a Flintstone size type plate, you know what I mean? Put a dino leg on her. But yeah, we're going to be out here, man. September 29th. That's Sports and Music, too. And so we just expanding everything. So, man, what else popping, bro? You know, Blake Griffin, he just had a baby. So, congratulations to Blake Griffin.
Congratulations,
kid.
Man.
It was kind of crazy because it's by Matt Leiner's baby mother.
They sharing girls. And that's not a problem, right? that's not a problem in the sports industry.
To share women?
Well, the same one. It was funny, you know, another man's, trash is another one's treasure.
But recently they broke up, so what is it now?
Ooh! Yeah, well, she's getting paid.
She banking.
That's
crazy.
Paid.
I didn't even want to go there. I just want to congratulate Blake Griffin on the newborn child.
No, congratulations.
But
that's great.
You know what? She's about to get a lot of money, man, because child support is a beast. We just talked about DMX. And how he's $1 million behind on child support. Athletes, superstars, out. Strap up. If you're going to do it, just strap up, man. Because 18 years.
In 18 years, he found out it wasn't his. That
could happen, too. But
That does happen.
Child support.
But you know that.
Nas or a gang in child support. It's like he has to keep coming out with albums,
man,
just because the simple fact of the child support is through the roof for him.
He has two kids, right? He has
the daughter and the son.
And the son. That's
But the son is the one that's causing like.
The reason why, and you know, Nas is my favorite rapper of all time, but he messed up. He messed up on this one because if you're gonna. Now, granted, what I'm saying right now is going to sound really bad, but if you're going to get a girl pregnant, right, she's going to be your baby mama, at least let the baby mama be a girl who can't really afford lawyers.
What?
Or great lawyers. I'm saying.
What?
Because he got Khalees pregnant.
She was married to her.
Yes. She got paper already.
she doesn't have papers. She actually just got a $400,000 payoff to give her a little bit of relief. But bro, she owes a lot in taxes, too.
Yeah, she's going to get some of that. She's already going to get the alimony. What is it called? Alimony. She's already getting alimony. Yeah, she's already getting alimony payments because she has to upkeep with the way that she was with Nas. So Nas is already paying for her.
But that's the thing. Like, so who's to say Nas has it?
She's the only one who can say it. And the courts. But this is the problem. Nas cheated on her. Nas made this. This is what happened. Nas
right.
did it.
Nas messed up, huh?
Nas, he knows he did. He said it. He said it on his album. He said that he did it. He cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? With a girl. He wished that it never happened, but that's what happened. I mean, so you can't be mad at Khalees for coming after that dough.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Because they got a kid to raise, and he's not there because he out there doing what he want to do. But I mean. You know, it is what it is, man. How you feel about that?
I just feel like, it's just so prevalent in our society, man. And it seems like it's highlighted, especially in the black community, where, fathers and rappers and sports players, they just owe all this money and child support, man. And it's disturbing, man, because it's like nobody learns from nobody's mistake, It's
right.
Not to say a child is a mistake, but just the circumstances. And these women are cutthroat, man.
These women are ruthless.
My mama taught me a long time ago. She's like, I got me a good one. Shout out to my baby. Hey, baby. But, man, the women are cutthroat out here, man. They if you hoop, you play a – man, they out to get you.
Jersey
they know
chasing,
better.
Man.
And some of these girls' mothers are teaching their daughters.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to say the lady that I know – whose daughter is just a straight whatever, but she's in the industry right now. She's in the game right now, and she's currently on, I think she's on Dancing with the Stars.
What?
But her mom used to pimp her out.
Pimp her daughter?
Allegedly. Like, hey, you should get with so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. And that's how they was making money, getting paper off that.
Who are they?
I can't say the artist. All I can say is, Dancing with the Stars this season.
All right.
She's winning.
I thought we was on sports and music with Mo Agger.
That's music.
I know, but we at the crib. Who are you talking about, bro?
I allegedly heard the Dream's baby mama.
Christina. Million?
Nick Cannon's ex-girl. And several others.
Million.
That's what I heard, allegedly.
Sheesh.
Her mom got her in that.
Mm.
You know who else's mom used to do that too? After Mike Tyson's ex, Robin Gibbons. Robin Gibbons' mom.
Oh, Robin Gibbons, been yeah. She went and got hers.
Yeah,
real quick.
I saw the Mike Tyson
the documentary.
No, not the documentary. The actual stand up that he had. Actually, went. He talked about the whole situation. He was like showing pictures of like her, like of Robin Gibbons and him hanging out, like going somewhere, and sees the mama would be in the car.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's crazy? The reason why I'm not ashamed, because I keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I actually talked about that in the song. I said, what happened? I feel I'm robbed in the world I live in, where people take more than they give, like Robin Givens. Like, hey, man, here's what it is. That's public knowledge.
That's true.
Let's talk about some football, man. Let's talk about Peyton Manning snapping last night, getting close to 400 yards.
Peyton don't care about nobody. He don't care about nobody right now. He's like, he knows he has this year and next year, and that's it. He is Super Bowl or bust right now, and he's beating them up.
You think so? Basically, if he don't win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, he's going to retire?
Oh yeah, he's old, man.
Yeah,
he's old. I mean, he doesn't really have. Well, he knows he has something to prove. His brother got two.
Brother, how many? He has two.
No, he doesn't.
He only has one. That's it?
Yeah.
Could have sworn Peyton Manning had one.
Nah, man. Nope. He has one. His little brother got two. And they like huge rivals. Matter of fact, tonight I already got it on DVR. Go check out the it's called the Mannings. Tonight it's like 60, 60 for 60 or 30 for 30.
Yeah.
They're doing like a 30 for 30 special about the Mannings. That family's like the Holy Grail of families because.
Wow.
They have all three quarterbacks the family, the father, Archie, Peyton, and Eli, they're gonna be Hall of Famers. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? The other brother doesn't really play football or anything like that, but he used to and stuff like that. But he's not like a Hall of Famer. But
you think it's tough for him? Just being
another one?
Yeah, just being a brother that just not as cold as his other brothers and
they
his
don't
daddy.
Have enough money like the other. Yeah.
It's probably rough.
Yeah, especially when you're a competitive family.
So do you think Eli and Peyton get along, or you feel like it's
I don't
a real
know, they
rival?
Get along, but I was watching a little bit of the trailer, and they were saying, like, Peyton Manning, he grew up, he was, you know, he was just like the outgoing type, ready to, he was so competitive or whatever, but when Eli was born, they said that they feel like Eli was born with no, he doesn't cry. Eli doesn't cry. So when they used to be real competitive, older brothers used to be competitive with him.
Yeah.
They used to try to make him cry. He just does not cry. He just has that mood. Like, he never knew who was around him. Like, he never felt like anybody was on his level. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Ever since he was a baby. And they said that, like, he didn't care what people thought of him. He just did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Peyton was more of, like, his father, you know, Archie Manning.
Okay.
You know, Hall of Famer. But yeah, man, they're, like...
It's they're, serious now.
Yeah,
though.
Serious. I mean, what's the name guy? Oh, also, Giants. What is going on with the Giants, dog?
Yeah, we just talking about Peyton Manning. What about the Giants?
What
I mean,
about,
Eli Manning.
Yo, the Giants are looking whack.
How's Eli looking?
Eli's looking okay. Eli's looking like how Eli looks every single year. Like, the first half of the year, he looks like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he turns up. But the team's always been okay.
Yeah.
Like, the defense has been okay. They're getting crushed, dog. They were getting crushed. Last time I saw, when I was looking at the game, and I stopped watching, I didn't even care about the final score. It was 31-0.
Wow.
It was like third quarter, 31-0. I was like, I'm cool. I'm cool. I don't need to watch this anymore. I don't need to watch this anymore at all. Like, it was just, I don't know. I mean, Jacksonville looks horrible. They're talking about there's four teams that said they might be coming to Hollywood Park. Now,
what?
Because you know they wanted to do the stadium over by the Staples Center
right.
in LA, and they just said that four teams are interested in actually coming to LA and playing at the Hollywood Park. So they're talking about making the Hollywood Park another stadium too. So they might have two teams in LA.
Two football teams?
Yeah, which would be great because one will be NFC, one will be AFC, and then we can have two original teams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How major do you feel like that would be for? I mean, do you feel like it'll help Hollywood, or you think it'll be just, you know, all right, cool? You think it'll take years for people to actually get adjusted to it?
Oh, no, nah. L.A.'s begging for a team, dog. I'm a huge Falcons fan, but I would not mind going to a football game in L.A. and being an L.A. fan. Like, that's how I would love that. How would you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't really have a real feeling about it. You know, I mean, I love football. Football is cool, but I don't feel like it'll change my life.
Yeah.
If I'm, you know, with a football team here, I mean, it would change the circumstances for a lot of other things, you know,
right.
Cause LA is the land of, you know, the
opportunity
for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, like we just talked about earlier for the gold diggers.
Yeah.
And such that might turn up even more.
Oh yeah, it might be extra. It'd be extra thirsty. It'd be dry out here because they're gonna be extra thirsty. They're gonna be extra thirsty. Football players? Oh man, you know what? At the same time, it might be a bad thing because it is L.A., man.
That's what I'm saying.
It is L.A. But I don't see too many Lakers or Clippers getting in trouble except for James Worthy. You know what I'm saying? James Worthy got in trouble with the Lakers, remember, a long time ago. You know, if nobody knows that history, before the game, he got caught with some prostitutes.
I thought it was some smack.
Some smack, too. Prostitutes. L.A. And he still went to the game afterwards, after the Joe. Still in the game, still scored, still did what he had to do.
Still killed.
See,
I don't think they were doing. I don't think they were doing drug testing back then, like either.
But yeah, they're probably getting loaded.
The late
yo,
show.
Back then, that's when coke was like legal. Everything was cool. Come on, man, it was popping in LA. The '80s. Come on, man.
That's what's up.
I was watching Magic Johnson talk about it when he first got here. He was like, "I'm not gonna lie to you." He was like, they did an interview with him at the Playboy mansion. He was like, it's overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? He was like, 5-6 women a day. Like, it's crazy. This is pre-HIV. He was saying all that. I'm like, man, being a star in the Lakers must be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think Magic, he never really got caught up in drugs or alcohol.
Right.
But those women. those
women catch you up.
Oh, yeah, those women is probably one of the worst. I think we got a caller.
Moega Sports and Music.
Yeah, we'll keep it moving. We thought we had another caller.
Diana show's over.
Yeah, hey guys, listen.
Yeah, that show's over, man.
All right, sports and music. So this is what happens when you talk about sports and music.
Right.
So this weekend, allegedly, Brandon Jennings had a birthday party over at Lore. I believe Lore is a daytime party that they do during the day on a Sunday.
Right.
Or whatnot, where, you know, a lot of celebrities and this, that, and other. I don't know if Game was actually the promoter for the party. I don't know if he was the DJ. I don't know if he was the MC.
Or minority owner
of Club Lure that day. But apparently, the boy Brandon Jennings, who just signed a nice little hefty deal with the Detroit Pistons. Shout out to Detroit. That was a good look. Joe Dumars, good job. BJ, he nice. But, yeah, man, I guess Brandon Jennings was extra turnt on the mic. I don't know if he said something bad about the Money Gang, or is they Black Wall Street? What are they?
I don't know what they are. I heard Rolex Records, then I heard Black Wall Street, then I heard, I don't know.
All right. Apparently, you know, Brandon Jennings was on the mic going hamster, and I don't know. Game just didn't like it. I don't know if Game felt like the attention wasn't on him anymore. What did he feel? Was he mad that Brandon Jennings made it to the league? He didn't? I mean, what was it? Because I know they say he punched him in the mouth, punched the kid in the mouth, and they got to a scuffle. Hope it's not true, but, you know, that was the word on the streets. You know.
Were they drunk? They didn't talk about whether or not, you know what I'm saying, were they drunk when it happened? Because I thought that Game and Brandon Jennings and all them was cool.
I thought that too, but apparently, you know.
Game will switch on you, though, real quick, though. He will switch on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he ain't feeling you, he will make sure that you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the situation. I mean, Brandon Jennings is a really good kid, but it was his birthday. So it was a good chance that, you know, he's highly intoxicated. Game could have been intoxicated. He probably said the wrong thing. But, you know, here's the thing. Come on, man. Can we all just get along?
It's
for what?
Hip-hop is getting whack, man.
Hip-hop, that's another
thing. Well, that's what it is, man. It's like hip-hop is just getting whack. Let's just be 100. Like, that stuff, people still doing that? Like, what?
That's whack.
Come on,
other genres,
man,
are not doing that. It's just, that's not what's up.
Come on,
that's
I ain't never heard.
Let's kill it.
I ain't never heard, you know, J.J. Redick match up
Toby Keith.
You know what I'm saying? At a party. Like, it's whack, man. It's buffoonery. It's nothing
right.
but buffoonery, man.
You don't hear
it's
about
buffoonery, man.
You never heard about, you know, the Waltons fighting with Bruno Mars or anybody
like
that.
Yeah, man.
It's happening.
It's just stupid. Like, okay, Game, look, we get it, man. Like, you run L.A. Like, okay, we get it. We understand that. We've been known that for a long time. Snoop doesn't really do it like he used to, you know? And back then, it was Suge Knight was smacking people up. Okay, Game, we get it, man. Like, just get out of the news, man. You know what's so sad about this? The people that I like Game. You know what I'm saying? I think he's a dope lyricist. I think he's very underrated, and sometimes I feel like he gets stuck in doing whatever rapper he's featuring, same flow.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But let's just be honest, man. Like, Game, you and Chris Brown, they hang out with each other.
Are they boys?
Right? Yeah, they boys.
Okay.
Chris Brown, blood. Blood out. That's
okay.
what it, you
he's
know. That's what they're saying they claiming. But he hangs out with a lot of blood. He hangs out with Game and them. Look, both of y'all, man, y'all both really talented. Stay out of the news, man. Stay out of the news. Game, you got a TV show, VH1 TV show, about your family. Stay out.
Yeah, what does
yeah,
that do?
Probably.
Like, okay, like you look at a T.I., he's doing his thing. And you know what? T.I. has been on 4 or 5 hit records this year. But he's been clean.
He's been consistent.
And it's been consistent, man. I feel like he found his niche in life.
Yeah, because he found that family show.
Yeah, the family show, I mean,
really?
At one point, I was like, oh, I don't know about that one.
I liked it.
But, you know, T.I. made the best choice ever, man. He just started making good music, man.
Yeah, man.
He stopped explaining himself. He stopped talking
right.
about why he was getting in trouble.
Right.
He just went on air and just showed you that he loved his kids.
Right. That he was
I
a
respect
real father. He was a father. You know what I'm saying? A father.
He made grilled cheese sandwiches for his little kids and
right.
for the family. He go on costume parties and stuff like that. And then he come out and make hit records. He had
yeah.
the number one hit record in the summer, Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke. Shout out to Robin Thicke.
Then he got a new
and
record with Iggy Azalea.
That's
you know
going.
He got, he, and he's, you know what I like about T.I.?
what a lot of people don't know, and I'm a huge T.I. fan, like, for real. Like, since I'm serious, if y'all don't know that, like, man, I'm from New Mexico, and, like, we either bump South music, we was bumping South music or West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? And the South music that we were bumping was, like, more into, like, more underground stuff, like Chameleon Air, Paul Wall, Mark. Slim Thug, like, that type of stuff. But at the time, T.I. came out. Nobody really knew who T.I. was. His whole first album was produced by the Neptunes.
Yeah.
People don't even know. And it was slapping.
Slap City.
Slapping. So I'm glad that he's back getting with Pharrell again, you know what I'm saying, putting him in a good state. Because Pharrell, to me, Pharrell can actually make people feel better, make people sound better than what they are. You know what I'm saying? Robin Thicke, if it wasn't for Pharrell, then Robin Thicke wouldn't be where he's at right now. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
and Snoop got his first platinum record. First platinum record by himself with Pharrell.
Nah, Doggy Style went platinum, though.
No. Single. No, yeah, his album did. His album did, but his first single, though. His first single by himself. They saying that, what's the name, that Beautiful Girl?
Oh, okay.
That was, like, his first, like, major hit go worldwide besides Doggy Style.
That's what's up, man. You know, Pharrell and, you know, the whole Neptunes crew, you know, he's doing a good thing. I mean, I think I like Pharrell, too, man. He's kept a clean image over the years also, you know.
Yeah, man.
If he do dirt, man, you don't hear about it. You know,
he still look 22.
He take care of himself.
Yeah, he do, man. Like,
it's all good. I respect him, man.
He stay young, man. That's the thing, man. You got to stay relevant. And he never really went with the trends. Like, I look out to people like him because he just stuck to whatever they do. They never were like, oh, okay, so now the 808s are in, I'm going to start doing 808s.
Exactly.
I'm just going to do what I do. Like, if there's an 808 in there, okay, good. But I wasn't trying to be like, yo.
You have to respect it, man.
Respect
you know, for
that.
All you musicians and people out there that's doing music, just do you. You know, it's all good. You don't want to be naive to what's going on out here musically, but if you make music and you make it because you love it, man, just do what you love to do, and you'll probably get the best results out of it. I heard it was a cool statement. It said if you're doing something that you think other people are going to like, it's a great chance that most people are not going to like it.
Right.
So I respect Pharrell, even Kanye West. Kanye West didn't bow out to, you know, whatever was going on at the time. You know, they just made the good music, and that's why they're still relevant today.
Yeah, they're definitely. I think it's being original, just being who you are is what it is. Even as a person, like, you could take those same life lessons and apply it to you as a person, man.
Yeah.
The coolest kids that I ever knew, who I ever respected, were kids who thought outside the box, who weren't like anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The coolest kid I ever met, if it was a whole gang of us, and we all the same, it's the person who's not the same who's the coolest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's better to be different than to be the same, man.
And that goes to my next point. You know, it's always cool to be different, you know, and thinking outside the box. And that, you know, this next song I'm going to play is called Interlock System. We're actually starting a campaign for it, and it's going to be a really major campaign because, you know, the situation that happened to me a year ago where, you know, I was doing me. You know, I had a meeting. I had about 3 or 4 drinks. Got behind the wheel of a car. I was irresponsible. But, you know, I thank God that I made it out of that situation to talk to you guys about not making the same choices that I made at that point in time. So, about to get ready to play the song. Video coming soon. Shot by Louis Mayo. And it's going to be major. I promise you. You hear it first now. Fourth music.
Don't
turn it up, brother.
Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man. I'm trying to be patient. Interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. But the interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man. I'm trying to be patient.
Yo, this weekend started off breezing. Yeah, I'm feeling good for 2 reasons. Shot my first video Friday night. Saturday, I got a business meeting at the Four Seasons. Yo, I got there around noon. They was on time, and they was on round 2. They looking at me like, son, you better catch up. Yo, I barely ate that drink, had me messed up.
One drink, turned into 4 more. I told the bartender, I'll hold more. One night, turned into 2 nights.
They both agreed that we need to start taking shots. Dang, I'm too old for peer pressure. Lighten up, Mo, you out here feeling chill. And you in Beverly Hills with these brand new cars, so imagine how I feel.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't
don't drink and drive a DUI, son. Cause the inner life is driving me crazy. Saving every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
One swerve turns into two swerves. Black man in the black whip, no sir. Not to mention in the black man's wish on the wrong side of town, and it's all black tent. And all black glasses. Sobriety test. I failed those classes. Man, I blew three times over. But still had the nerve to tell the polls I'm sober. Now they in the front, googling and giggling. I'm in the back seat, feeling like a kid again. Man, those cops are five, colder than Michigan. I'm about to go to jail. I'm about to be a missing man. Not to mention that the blackberry locked up. I couldn't even tell my girl that I was locked up. What makes it worse is her parents in town. And me, I'm locked down. I'm just hoping they'll pop up.
Well, the inner life system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause the inner lock is driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. The inner lock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause the inner lock is driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
Crazy, man. Yo, all I was worried about was my girl and my mom, man. Real tough. I knew my mom.
Yeah, so anyone that want to get behind the movement, RAD. RAD is recording artists and athletes against drunk driving. You got mothers against drunk driving. There's so many different committees. You know, I'm reaching out to you guys to get behind the movement because it's actually serious. You know, a lot of individuals, you know, get wasted and just get behind the wheel of a car. And trust me, it's not worth it. I went through the experience, paid a lot of money for it, paid for it, but now I'm here to turn a negative into a positive. So I want you guys to stay on board for it. It's going to be major, and it's going to be major. But we back again, sports and music with Mo Agar. That's Interlock System, coming soon. Bum bow. What we got, boy?
So, NBA is announcing that they may or may not put nicknames on the back of jerseys, only for the Heat and the Nets. How you feel about that?
I think it's corny.
You being a former NBA player.
I think it's corny. Like, I just don't want to see my name on the back of my jersey. Mo Agar. Nah, man, it takes away the professionalism of that league. People respect the NBA because it is the NBA. If people want and-one Reebok Classic tournaments, you know, that's what they go watch. But people like the NBA because it's like, okay, this is official. We pay these men millions of dollars a year to look professional. You know, I think it's corny. What is going to have King James on the back of the jersey?
Right, that's what they were showing. Like, I'm like, I think to myself, like, at first, I don't know how to feel about it because it'd be different if every league agreed to it. MLB agreed to it, NBA, NFL, all these teams agreed to do it for this one day. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like, maybe like a...
Yeah, but this is the problem I have. Now you're making it look unprofessional.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, there's one thing to take away the way a person, you know, can remember that you couldn't wear regular T-shirts and stuff like that in the NBA, and they took away that rule because it's called the Allen Iverson rule because he would come in with white T-shirts and a hat and all his chains, and they were offended by that. And I'm like, man, he's just getting up, like, he's just coming to play the game, and a lot of other, you know, leagues were doing that. That's one thing. They changed that and made it look more professional. Cool.
That was great.
That's great. That was actually great for the league. Great. Now you're going to go backwards? You're going to put nicknames? I don't want to see Bo Peep on the back of somebody's jersey.
Bo Peep. D-Wade.
D-Wade. Come on, man. Disrespecting like
Jason the Jet Terry.
Birdman, Miami Heat. And then the real Birdman comes out and he's talking about he wearing the Birdman jersey like he played for the Heat. I don't want to see that.
That's corny.
It's stupid corny.
It's dumb
like,
corny.
It says...
It just goes back to what we were saying on our way up here. It's just like they want to make everything hip-hop, which is cool because they understand. But
that's where the money's at. I get it.
Nah, I don't get that one.
I don't like that at all. I think it's just so stupid. I don't even believe – why are they even bringing that up? Like, who are they consulting? You know what, guys?
It's unbelievable.
We've talked about this. Y'all need to get better consultants.
Consulting.
Y'all need some better consulting because y'all don't know what's going on. Nobody likes that. I'm talking, and when I speak, I feel like I'm speaking for people who feel the same way. Like, who feel the same way. Like, come on, man, that's stupid, man. That's real stupid.
Got to figure it out, y'all.
Would you like, if you when you were playing for the Dallas Mavericks
and they had him back in your jersey, Motown. wouldn't it make you feel like your efforts of getting your name out and showing who you are diminished?
That's the point now. I'm getting my name out there as an artist, entrepreneur, now as Mo Egger. You know what I'm saying? My brand is the Motown brand, you know, because my name is Mo. I'm from Detroit City, Motown, and I got the whole album called Motown. I have the TV show coming out called Motown, and only the Lord knows what's going to happen after that. But I'm doing it on my time.
All right.
When I was a ball player, when I played ball, I didn't want that brand. My brand is separate from that.
You wanted to be respected in your
in my lane.
In your lane, whatever you were doing, in your field.
Yeah, I think that's corny. And
they could say Motown now. That's cool because you've already branded Motown. But don't be using – come on, man. I don't want Yannick Beats on the back of my jersey, man. You better put my real last name on the back.
Right.
And my real number. Don't be trying to make it all funny and put 69 in the back of my jersey. What else are you going to do next?
Big numbers.
Yeah, big numbers, 94. I'm a guard.
Man. Meta World Peace got the big – he always had the
man,
big numbers.
Man, he's out of here, though. His name is Meta World Peace.
He's not around no more.
He's not running our test no more. He's Meta World Peace. Shout out to Meta World Peace. New York Knicks, baby. We in there.
Let's go, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Egger and Yannick. Holla at us, man. We just having a good time being ourselves, down to earth, talking about sports, music, life in general. Check us out again next week. We'll have the boy Rashad Holloway.
Box.
He's actually in a sparring session right now with Miguel Cotto.
Miguel Cotto.
So he's coming in next week on Tuesday. Sports and Music again, man. We just putting it all together. Check us out. Easy Way TV.
New Mexico, stand up.
Detroit, stand up. Was I jocking? All right. All right, Mark. Take us home, baby.
Yeah, what up, dog? Sports and Music every Tuesday with Mo Egger. Let's get it. Meanwhile,
I'm doing me. Josh, you going through y'all. Real talk, I ain't worried about you goofballs. See, I got coyotes in my new yard. So high up in the hills, man, I'm looking like a new star. Ghetto, cause that's a sign of a come up. I done came a long way from that crib up on Homer. Had that 91 Dynasty, mama used to drive. Focus, hope, and food steps, what kept us alive. Cause in the D, you better be stronger than Clever Lane. Don't stunt, they ain't playing with them Hunger Games. Like cream corn, they be running things from your automobile rocks to your onion rings. But I've been to Africa so long, I started clicking, eating game and fried chicken like it's my religion. Two planes, I'm in the building. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Center of attention. I guess we gotta win the hard way. Cool kid, you can catch me in the hallway. The lights on.